proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program. We continue looking at Israel and her neighbors, and resume our study about the Phoenicians. As with the city of Tyre, Sidon gained renown as a flourishing economic trading empire. The 23rd chapter of the book of Ezekiel identified the Sidonians as being skilled mariners. In the 5th chapter of 1 Kings, Solomon also commended them for their skill in cutting down timber. The tribe of Zebulun would share a border with Sidon, as indicated by Jacob's deathbed prophecy in Genesis chapter 49. Yet during the era of the judges, the Sidonians were one of the nations that persecuted Israel. The Israelites sometimes intermarried with the Sidonians, to the detriment of the Israelites. Solomon took a Sidonian wife and began to worship Ashtoreth, known in the Bible as, quote, the abomination of the Sidonians, unquote, so described in 2 Kings chapter 23. King Ahab of Israel wed Jezebel, a Sidonian princess. She influenced him to worship the Canaanite god Baal. Indeed, Jezebel sustained 450 prophets of Baal. She threatened to kill Elijah the prophet after he brought about the deaths of those prophets of Baal. However, God did look favorably upon some Sidonians. He gave Elijah an outreach to a widow living in Zarephath, which was a Sidonian city. For the entire time that the prophet dwelt in her house, she did not lack either grain nor oil for her family sustenance. Moreover, Elijah resurrected her son from the dead, an incident to which Jesus Christ alluded in the 4th chapter of Luke's Gospel, when he spoke to Jews inside a synagogue in Nazareth. Both Tyre and Sidon played important roles in the New Testament as well as the Old Testament. Jesus Christ included those cities as part of his ministry. In the book of Acts, the inhabitants of Tyre and Sidon interceded with a man named Blastus, who was the chamberlain to Herod Agrippa. They sought to avert Herod's wrath against them. Then, as Paul journeyed from Caesarea to Rome, his ship landed at a port in Sidon, where the centurion guarding Paul allowed him to disembark and join his friends. As noted in Isaiah chapter 53, God ultimately condemned Tyre. Quote, "Who hath taken this counsel against Tyre, the crowning city, whose merchants are princes, whose traffickers are the honorable of the earth? The Lord of hosts hath purposed it, to stain the pride of all glory, and to bring into contempt all the honorable of the earth." Unquote. Subsequent history confirmed the execution of this divine decree. King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon razed the city of Tyre and conquered it. Alexander the Great would do likewise 200 years later. In Ezekiel chapter 28, God directed that prophet to pronounce judgment against Sidon. God would send pestilence and cause bloodshed in order, quote, "There shall be no more a pricking briar unto the house of Israel, nor any grieving thorn of all that are around about him, but despise them, and they shall know that I am the Lord God." Unquote. God kept his word. History leaves no record of the Phoenicians, or the Tyrians, or the Sidonians. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.